This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to today's deep dive. And for those of you listening right as this drops, I want to acknowledge the exact date.
Right.
It is August 31st, 2026.
The calm before the storm.
Exactly. Because tomorrow is September 1st. And in the corporate world, that is a notorious day. You know, decision makers are coming back from their summer vacations, budgets are unlocking, and everyone is just, well, ready to hit the gas on Q3 customer acquisition.
Oh, absolutely. They want results immediately.
Right. But the crazy thing is, instead of actually launching campaigns tomorrow and getting those results, most teams are about to spend the next 3 weeks just completely scrambling.
Burning money.
Burning so much money, they're paying peak seasonal costs while their ads are just, you know, stuck in the algorithmic learning phase.
Which is painful to watch.
It really is. So today we are digging into how to avoid that trap. We're looking at a piece called The Pre-September Readiness 7-Point Marketing Plan.
Which is such a good read.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It was written by Joe Medico over at the digital marketing agency Double Dome. And this source really breaks down how to adapt to the reality of 2026, where, where AI search engines have totally changed how we capture traffic.
It's a completely different ballgame now.
It is. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah.
What is the actual difference between what the source calls the September scramble and actual pre-September readiness?
Yeah. So the September scramble is something pretty much anyone in marketing has lived through. It's when it's like week three of September and your team is still writing last minute ad copy.
Or arguing over a landing page layout.
Exactly. You're debugging tracking scripts that just randomly broke. And meanwhile, you are paying top dollar for ads that the system is still just trying to figure out.
It makes me think of like a college student trying to buy textbooks, find their classroom, and I don't know, learn the whole syllabus 3 weeks into the semester.
That's a great way to put it.
Right. While the prepared students, the ones who did the reading in August, are already acing the quizzes.
Yeah, and pre-September readiness is basically being that prepared student. It's about day one activation. Zero setup delays on September 1st.
Because you've already done the work.
Right. You ran your low-budget tests over the summer, so your bidding models are already calibrated. You aren't guessing.
But the source points out that this year, in 2026, being prepared isn't just about avoiding a scramble. It's about a fundamental shift in technology.
Yeah, if we connect this to the bigger picture, the way people search has completely changed. Chasing raw clicks is, like the source says, a losing game now.
Because of conversational AI.
Exactly. You know, ChatGPT, Google Gemini, they answer a client's question natively right in the chat.
They don't even need to click a link anymore.
Right. The AI reads the information and synthesizes it before the user ever leaves the interface. So your goal isn't just to get random traffic anymore. It's to be the preferred answer for those AI tools.
Which means your whole foundation has to be flawless.
Well,
because you can't capture the AI-driven market if your foundation is cracked. So we first need to look at these rigid standards Double Dome sets for the front end of your campaigns.
Their checklist is intense.
It really is. They have these done means criteria. So point one is all about the briefs. Done doesn't mean a rough idea.
No, not at all.
It means target offers, audiences, budget caps, and target customer acquisition cost thresholds are formally documented and approved by leadership.
Before September starts.
Right. And point two is ad creative. Like you said, summer testing has to be done. You prune the losing copy and stage the winners for scaling.
Which just makes sense. You don't want to scale a loser.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
But point three is where I kind of want to pause. The landing pages.
Oh, yeah. This is a big one.
The source says mobile speeds must be under 2 seconds. Forms have to have four or fewer fields. And server-side offline conversion tracking OCI has to be verified.
Verify via test submission.
Right. But I have to push back a little on the four or fewer fields rule.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, think about enterprise B2B companies. If you're selling a massive software package, your sales team is going to want a ton of data from prospects, right?
Oh, they always do.
They want company size, budget, job title.
Hmm.
Is it really realistic to enforce a strict under 2 seconds load time and just four fields for these big B2B players?
I mean, I hear you, but the source is super clear on this. Eliminating friction is the absolute key.
Even for enterprise.
Especially for enterprise. Because every extra field is just another reason for someone to abandon the page. And to your point about data, that ties perfectly into the server-side tracking, the OCI piece.
How so?
Well, there's this great quote in the piece. Joe Medico says, "Attribution can sometimes feel like a marketing game of Clue."
I love that quote.
Right. Everyone's got a theory, and Google Ads is always in the room with the candlestick.
Yeah, exactly.
But server-side tracking, OCI, it removes all that guesswork. Instead of relying on fragile little cookies in the browser, your server talks directly to the ad platform's server.
Oh, so it bypasses all the ad blockers and privacy settings on the user's end.
Precisely. It gives leadership a clean dashboard. You see, I spent X and I made Y in actual closed revenue.
So you don't need 20 fields on a form because your CRM is directly reporting the actual closed value back to the algorithm anyway.
Exactly. You get the intent with a short form,
yeah,
and the back end handles the real attribution.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. But that brings us to the next big issue. Once you have the perfect ad and that lightning fast landing page, what happens the exact second the listener actually fills out that four field form?
That's the million-dollar question.
Because if the back end is broken, all that front-end work is just totally wasted.
Yeah, the source uses this brilliant analogy. They say many websites collect leads the way a bucket collects water after someone forgot to put the bottom in.
The leaky bucket is such a painful image.
But it's so true. You pour all this budget into getting the lead, and then it just spills out because the operations fail.
Right, so we have to plug the leaky bucket. Mm-hmm. And the checklist tackles this in points 4, 5, and 7. Point 4 is email nurture.
Mm-hmm. Multi-touch post-download drips.
Right. Loaded into automation tools, link triggers tested, fallbacks confirmed. You can't just send one plain email and cross your fingers.
Exactly. And point 5 is the lead magnets themselves.
Right. Proprietary research or diagnostic tools.
All right.
They have to be live on secure URLs, delivering instant PDFs the moment someone submits the form.
Instant being the key word there.
But here's where it gets really interesting. Point 7 is CRM routing.
Oh, the 60-second rule?
Yes. A test lead must route to the right sales rep within exactly 60 seconds, triggering an automated confirmation SMS or email.
Which sounds intense.
It sounds borderline impossible for some legacy companies. But when you think about how demanding modern consumers are today in 2026, if they don't get that SMS immediately...
They've already moved on.
They really have. They're Googling your competitor while they wait.
Yep. And what's crucial here is that the technical execution of this shouldn't fall on leadership.
Oh, absolutely not.
A busy CEO shouldn't be playing web developer trying to debug API routing rules in HubSpot or Salesforce.
No, they have bigger things to worry about.
Right. The whole point is to outsource this technical overhead. The source calls out eliminating agency fluff. Get the technical systems locked in so leaders can focus on actually closing the major deals.
Yeah, if the CEO is fixing Zapier connections, you've got a much bigger problem.
A massive problem.
Okay, so we fixed the ads, we've plugged the leaky bucket for the leads searching today. But how do we build a permanent moat for the rest of the year in an AI-dominated web?
This is my favorite part of the plan.
It's point 6. Planting the AI SEO orchard.
Yes.
So the source dictates 4 high information gain articles scheduled, but they must feature structured JSON LD schema.
Specifically, the organization, service, and FAQ page blocks.
Right. And they quote, "SEO is more like planting an orchard than buying groceries. The payoff can be substantial, but nobody gets apples tomorrow."
Which is such a grounded way to look at it.
It is, but I need you to translate something for me.
Okay, shoot.
What exactly is JSON LD schema? I mean, why does ChatGPT or Gemini actually care about it?
What's fascinating here is how these AI engines actually read the internet.
Okay.
They don't look at a website like we do. They need machine-readable blocks of code to confidently cite your website as a source.
So they aren't just reading the paragraphs on the page.
I mean, they are, but it's much harder for them to parse. JSON LD schema is like handing the AI a perfectly organized filing cabinet.
Oh.
You're explicitly saying, here is our organization data, here are the exact services we provide, and here are the FAQs with clear answers.
You're basically spoon-feeding the AI.
Exactly. It's about structuring the data so the AI serves you up as the native answer rather than, you know, forcing a user to click through 10 blue links and figure it out themselves.
And if your competitor doesn't have that schema, the AI is naturally going to prefer your site because your data is just easier to trust.
100%. It builds that permanent moat you mentioned. You do the work in August and you reap the rewards all year.
You plant the orchard.
You plant the orchard.
So what does this all mean? When we step back and look at this 7-point plan, from the executive briefs and lightning fast pages down to the 60-second routing and the JSON-LD schema.
It means the standard has been raised.
It really has.
Yeah.
Achieving pre-September readiness isn't just about being, like, organized. It's about claiming complete ownership of your Q3 revenue pipeline.
Which is what every business wants.
Right. So for you listening, the biggest takeaway here is that you have to stop renting temporary traffic loops.
Oh, paying for clicks that just vanish.
Exactly. Start building a permanent growth engine.
And do it before the scramble begins.
Because I want to remind everyone listening, tomorrow is September 1st.
Pretty or not?
Right. Are your systems verified? Or are you about to walk into the office and play a very, very expensive game of catch-up?
Most will be playing catch-up, unfortunately.
Yeah, they will. But I want to leave you all with a final thought to mull over, kind of building on what we just discussed about the AI search engine.
Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah, so think about this. If conversational AI systems like Gemini and ChatGPT keep getting so good at answering questions natively, especially when we feed them that JSON-LD schema, we really have to wonder.
Wonder what?
Will the traditional landing page even exist in 5 years?
Oh, wow.
Right? Or will marketing budgets just shift entirely to training AI models to recommend our products instead of trying to get people to visit a URL?
That is a wild thought, but honestly, it's not that far-fetched.
It really isn't. The shift is already happening. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Go check your systems, build that orchard, and we will catch you next time.
See you then.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.